Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Pope Benedict, during his weekly general audience on Wednesday, spoke about not one but two theologians as he continued his catechesis on the Christian culture of the Middle Ages. Both men, Saints Hugh and Richard, lived in the 12th century and were associated with the monastery of St. Victor in Paris.
Hugh of St. Victor stressed the importance of the literal or historical sense of sacred scripture as a basis of theology's effort to unite faith and reason in understanding God's saving plan. His treatise on the sacrament of the Christian faith offered an influential definition of a sacrament, stressing not only its institution by Christ and its communication of grace, but also its value as an outward sign. Richard of St. Victor, disciple of Hugh, stressed the allegorical sense of the scriptures in order to present a spiritual pedagogy aimed at human maturity and contemplative wisdom.
The Pope then, as he spoke about these early saints, emphasized how the world would be a very different place if people lived by the example of love found in the Trinity. He also added that only love makes us happy because we live to love and be loved.
Richard's work on the Trinity sought to understand the mystery of the Triune God by analyzing the mystery of love, which entails a giving and receiving between two persons, and finds its perfection in being bestowed upon a third person. The great Victorians, Hugh and Richard, remind us that theology is grounded in the contemplation born of faith and the pursuit of understanding, and brings with it immense joy of experiencing the eternal love of the Blessed Trinity.
At the end of his audience, the Pope had words of welcome for the English speakers present, including the pilgrimage of bishops and faithful from Japan, celebrating the first anniversary of the beatification of Blessed Peter Kibbe and companions.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.